not because we didn't speak on Thursday. I was thinking after that. I spoke any other day, it would have been on Thursday. Everyone would have been here.
Yeah.
And even because it was a kind of a Thursday, I had an offering. I didn't ever enter my mind. They actually speak.
1 or 2 days, went home, no one has to pick up the, what's it, the lady.
I'm just saying, I made it Tuesday, anyone, it was Monday. Monday was Tuesday. This year was tough. Monday I had. Tuesday wasn't here in the morning. But I could have made it Wednesday. So I asked for Wednesday, I wouldn't have a problem. And even because it was a credit of Thursday, I had a conference. I didn't ever enter my mind. They asked me
1 or 2 days, went home, no one has to pick up the, what's it,
I'm just saying, I made it Tuesday, anyone, it was Monday. Monday was Tuesday. This year was tough. Monday I had. Tuesday wasn't here in the morning. But I could have made it Wednesday. So I asked for Wednesday, I wouldn't have a problem. I had a computer, I could put it in as a reminder.
David faxed you before.
Okay. We are in the Gemara on Kufayim and Aleph.
We are?
Well, the Gemara says that Mishal of Kiddush, the Shabbos of Kaddishal of Kolyam Kulo, there we derive this from the Halacha of Mishal of Hibdo, the Mosh Shabbos, not the Halacha of Shabbos Kulo. Mother of Kiddush from Abdullah. Now, the question, the Gemara, is a strange question. What do you mean, Mishlo Kiddush, the Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos. So Lush, I would have given Lush the Leil Shabbos. Why do I say Erev Shabbos? So somehow I have an why Erev Shabbos? What does Erev Shabbos mean?
Poor Shabbos.
That's right. They can use Erev Shabbos in the Lush of the Gemara as well as in Lush of the Leil. Erev Shabbos usually means Friday. What? Yeah? It probably means Friday night.
No, what's Avid Klopin? Avid Klopin is Arab Klopin.
Thinking how Arab, why is the Arab shop a strange question? The Rambam quotes it. If I wouldn't know any better, I would say it's about the book of Kiev Kiddush, the Arab shops. Would you say anything about it? Not that way. Where do you want to say that Kiddush is Nezah? The night Arab Shabbos? There's only one Gemara, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that the Nodid of Kiddush on Shabbos is a whole discussion. Can you make Kiddush? Can you not make Kiddush on Friday before Shabbos begins? If the Arab Shabbos means Arab Shabbos literally, then it would be,
what's the question?
The question. Look at the Rambam. And also very strange. Rambam says, just to give an idea whether the discussion is used in a different context, before I have a discussion. The Rambam is the one who's potent. The Rambam is no such thing as Tosefta Shabbos. And you can still make it Kiddush on Friday anyway. Because it's called Tzavah Kuznitzah, so it's the same bread. He says, Ben du shach ki kam du mit yosef ben kodem du shach du kinak. The truth doesn't matter according to the Rambam. It's in the Chatkil. Yeichel odo the kaira shal hakot. It's in the Chatkil. Most of the brachas is not that way. You know, there's more brachas. From down in the base. The new all this one will suffice. From down in the base, Tosu says, Kiddush lechatchila, I think everyone agrees with it. Havdala, Rambam seems to say, like Havdala, chen matla lakos mojom apafisha da dan in Shabbos. Lechatchila? That Tosu is another
one.
It's unknown there. Tosu is like this. Tzolish of Motzi Shabbos, yesh loma da hocha marish, yesh a tzorah mitzvah, lat the Motzi Shabbos, on lecha lomo latinok, lo yayin Havdala, lo yakin, the vadai, Tosu, tzorah, lo hosif, follow the Kodesh Doraisa. The Tosu thing is so, if you make Abdullah on Shabbos before it gets dark, the Mitzvah of the Mitzvah say the Raisa of Abdullah. Excuse me. The Mitzvah say the Raisa of Tosef and Shabbos. So therefore you're not supposed to do a Lachat Kiyum, if you're in the battle of Tosef and Shabbos. The Rambam has no such compunctions. Why?
He doesn't know what to do on Shabbos. According to Yehuda, according to the Shita, that would mean Daven Maariv, yeah. Shabbos, and when Shabbos ends.
But the Rambam and Halacha Dalet, Ikur HaKiddush Balayim. What is Ikur HaKiddush Balayim? Doesn't mean after Daven, opposed to before Daven. That's what's going to say, that's the same thing. If it's opposed to the day, if HaKiddush Balayim and the Shogun, is it amazing? Mechadish v'holah tol ha'yom kuh. And that's already a Kiddush. They have to show them, maybe you see, by the way, you don't come to Rambam, you don't have Rambam, Shekhar Aruch quotes that too. Please open up to the Shekhar Aruch. We didn't quote it. Reish Ayin Aleph. Tivkes, page 94. In low kiddush b'layla b'chishogi b'meiz v'yesh kol tashlum and the mokor kol hayom. Alright? The page, b'chishogi b'meiz. Good? The Torah disagrees. The Torah says no. Two quotes from Amram, that the only time you have tashlum is if you forgot kiddush b'chishogi b'chishogi. If you miss kiddush b'meiz, there's no tashlum. Why? For the Bach explains. Like a davening. You don't know about davening. If it's davening by mistake, you can daven twice to make it up. If it's davening on purpose, then you can get it. Then there's no tashlum. So the Bach doesn't shut the Torah over here as well. If you miss Kiddush on purpose Friday night, you can't make it up. No tashlum. What's wrong with hold? What's wrong with hold? So the Mechel Sinem. Was there Amar Hol?
Not that Shulman.
The only reason why Lyle is better is Pasha. Some of us think also. But the truth is the Pasha shot the Gemara is like the Rambam. The Gemara is over here, and I'm going to come out the very last line. 8 days. Both the other called Lyle called Yom Kodesh. The main other called Zephyr, the other called Kiddush. Hayom the Shekhidish Hayom Kodesh with Kod Yom. The Nisa, the Shabbat, get them up, but let them be tired. Wait till tomorrow, you can have both. For the Yom, you can say Kiddush in the morning, then by day also. Om the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The only reason why you should make Kiddush Friday night from Shabbat by day, only because of the small technicality of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, it's like, given the reason I'm dealing with the Mitzvahs, but not, nothing beyond that. And that's what Rabbeinu Tanana seems to say. Chayim Yisrael Kolomar, Kevin Shalala Kodun L'Kidusha Min Hayom, Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs Kiddush Min Halala at the Mokha. That's it. Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. Not a real, nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. Oh, question to come. Will it be Kiddush Halala? He killed him. He killed him. I don't know the whole day of the mitzvah. You're right, the whole mitzvah. But the Ikur HaKiddush is stomach looking. His stomach looking does. That's why. Stomach, ideally, you tell him what he's done. He's before or after. That's what it is. For the wrong fucking. No such thing as stomach looking does. Before the Santa Shabbos, they all do. Before Shabbos, they all do. Santa Shabbos. No, there's stomach looking does. So no, there's stomach looking does. Take your time. Don't you want to choose the magazine? You have the whole day. That one holds, he should do something with himself on the Hatzilah, but according to Roman Paul, it's just an interesting question of Zwiezen. Zwiezen not Dinah? No. Now the question. A person forgot to make Kiddush Friday night. He makes Kiddush Shabbos by day. Right? The whole story, the kind of the Shabbos, the whole business. Is that the right of the Rabbanim? That Kiddush which he makes Shabbos morning, which is instead of the Kiddush Friday night, is the right of the Rabbanim? What do you say? The right thing is the right. So what's the right thing against the door? You ready for this right? I love for you. The right thing says you make fun of the Rambam and his Kiddush Rabba and the worst for of his life. I didn't call to which he said Kiddush Yom is the right thing. No, he doesn't mean that's not good. Or, if it means the right thing, he loves Kiddush Kolela. If you did make Kiddush at night, you make Kiddush by day, that's the right thing. The Rambam is the right thing. The last one, if you didn't make it at night, it's the right thing. Is all right. The Minchas Kiddush, right? The Pashut. Pashut, of course. Pashut. Pashut. Well, famous last word. Not so Pashut. I found a few regards. It's an innovation that he goes to Zion who said it's about. A person didn't make Abdullah on the Shabbos. Didn't. Made Abdullah Sunday morning. Said if you regard him at the Rabbah. No,
no,
no, no. The Gemara makes an explicit comparison to a person who responds to Kiddush from Friday night to Shabbos. To a person who responds to Abdullah from Motzei Shabbos to Sunday, it's a fish. And if the people of God have said that from Motzei Shabbos to Sunday comes to a Rabbanah, so too, which is stands to be, if he's right, that if you respond to Kiddush from Friday night to Shabbos, it's also the Rabbanah. And as soon as that push is derived, he now means it's about the wrong according to the Greek God. He has a funny lesson in the Greek God. Quote, V'ol'ei shir the Motzei Shabbos. What's the shir? How long ago that it's all right? I thought it was released until Elosha Shabbat. He's been saying even not that, no? U'vam Bokam Acha Yehua, he writes. I don't know what that Bokam Acha is. You know, I didn't do annotated edition. I haven't yet. Only one for some of the design. Great study, God, so God, as it's in front of God. Why should it be the Rabbanan? I'll tell you why. It's not someone who thinks also. We've begun one of the didn't arise in someone who thinks also, someone who thinks also. That extends an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, until dawn, but not going to go until the next morning, but it's too late to be considered someone who thinks also. For this reason, open Shulchan Aruch to arrange Ayin Aleph Sif Aleph, and everybody has. The very beginning, the very first line, very first word, this is about very short Sif. Oh, Sif is six words, five words. Yishayavo Leveso Yemayer Lechon Niyak. They come home for an act of shul, to have some shul, to eat right away. What's to eat right away? What's the bowl eat right away? No reason to eat right away. And I make Kiddush right away. That's where Mr. Brewer says, an olive. Kind of the Kaddish right away. That she needs to go to Shabbos for eight chilas k'nisoso. That's the Rambam. Sumpah for k'nisoso. They call Kama the Makdamin in late Tveyodim. Okay, but she Kiddush in the middle. That's all right, that's all we have. That's it. What do you mean, you're not hungry yet? You're not hungry, question. The main of Torah, the left of Yochel, the Hamkin, is the Kaddish of Shiyurev. Because Zohar has a Shabbat with Tfilos of the Knesset. The Yotzi B'zeh HaMitzvah has saved the Reis of the Rambam. This is a knee and we're starving. But otherwise you can wait and rely on the Rambam Shita as far as the Rambam is concerned. You rely on the davening. Lo Ben Avraham. Of course the Mishnah Berurah himself wouldn't be so happy with this in the next page where he mentions the Tzius Mitzrayim is missing, etc. But the Maman Avraham says, so he's the Shittasa, he goes with the rising of the Tefillah. Maman Avraham is Shittasa. Take a look at the Bir Halacha, you know. Miyad, Afilu Kodem Hashecha. Yes? Miyad, even before it gets dark, should run to say Kiddush. This is not true. Not true, no such thing. He says, but the third way down the page. The oldest Tanibri Akaz are now, when the Asaiti Lule Zavoro, line ends towards Zavoro, Lule Zavoro, Bayisi Yoma, the Ain Kavana Satur, Klau. That's not the intention of the tour at all. It's the part of the tour, it's the Yad. The Mashama, the Yad, the Zaris, the Zavadet, before it gets off. No. But Shabbat, so long as the Yad, Mantim, Kiddush, Raina, Akha, Shulaila, when the sky is shayom, then mitzvah lasas dovas and tekas below the akeh. The lashem is a prayer. The ayin gives me stuff. The mashmah tekas mishum is kadosh shayom. What the rashi is on the kuvav. I'm a low for low mashmah mitzvah lazari atzma the kadosh. Shem shu kivu me atzma of shabbos. You come to kabbat on seven shabbos an hour before dawn. There's no rush. There's no rush. Of course, the preacher, Mirage, etc. Because the Mom Brahma's come back in the days, he died on Friday night, and he went to take a bath in between all the Schwitz, before they made it there on the Schwitz and Shabbos. And then, after they made Kiddush, what took so long? Sure, there's no rush. And don't be rushing the Rambam. Yay, so the others of Kaddish al HaKos, Erev Shabbos. Right. When we call it on, Asha Amy Ryan and Ramaban Taz, we call it on a Tosi only the Russian Ramamanal, La Svarsh Kasaf to the Kalak Bahataz, Ben Akkol of Hashefa, Ube in Harvard. The Ramam see him because of Malofa, and now she fits the Sakir Ube in Shas to himself, so they call him the Shah Lukim Ak. Mashma, Shaspira, the Fiddle Rabban, the Rebuter, Mutter the Kaddish Ma'at Man Kol Hashem, who make me double session for a year, man Kovas a Mr. Kiddish, the Kuleyam, be out and the male of Nokho the Hak of the man there. Asha Ain came with man Harvey Kodem, after that was like a Mincha, etc., etc., etc. That's what he suggests. But the Tad only meant, you should do the Kabbal Shabbos, like a Mincha, an hour and a quarter before the Shabbos, you have to do the Kaddish Hadoi, not true. But it gets pretty close. Whatever that means, doesn't say how much hell hell that really is. Then in the midst of the Chatzilah, the negative before Shia, I don't think that's true. I'm not saying that. This could be higher. This is just, Rambam is saying that it either before or after, Yeshua, who took the Chib.
What's it with the middle of the whole Shabbos? Shia should be insignificant.
No, not
necessarily insignificant, but as far as when you make Kiddush.
Once you make Kiddush, it's possible. The same as if Shkia comes, you make Kiddush as quickly as possible, and the Mishnah Berurah is not true. You make Kiddush, you make Kabbal Shabbos, and then take a Shvitz. Well, not now. You get a Shvitz is also, but you bring the Bar Mitzvah, and you went to the sauna after the Kabbal Shabbos.
Well, that's
right.
Huh?
Yeah, walk outside, that's right. It's weather, it's already a sauna. So it would be permissible to do that apparently. So I don't even think that would be a requirement to do the Kabbal Shabbos and Atchila. Make Kiddush Atchila even a little, a minute before Shkia. I don't think so. That's the Tazim. Could be. I think that's the Tazim. Maybe. So that's the Akasha. If that's the case, then you have to sum up with yourself and see also, how is it possible to make Abdullah so late? Abdullah Ba'az is stalled up forever. The answer is,
until you make
Abdullah. Exactly. Until 7 Shabbos. In a Hanabi, once 7 Shabbos comes, ideally you should make Abdullah more quickly. In my house, sometimes it gets the phone starts to ring, and then you know, it goes on and on and on, one phone call waiting, click, this, back, to, yeah.
Said by
who is he? Maybe it's a good question. Well, I got an iris. One thing I got an iris was to do malacha, but if that's already done, it's not enough. We try to make Abdullah as soon as possible to come home from shul. But you know, it takes a while. You can't be a seder. What we do, we dab in Meyer, but then we have to say that before Abdullah. It's against this. I don't know if I should speak to other cultures of the Bible. Against some of it's Yosef.
You said the Bible is more fun.
The Taylor learning is more important. That's dangerous. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe we're still being noise because we have the Shabbos of Mice. We're going out to even though we said Panatana, we're still not going to belong yet.
If you're sitting in the basement and writing notes, Right.
I guess learning is more important. How did the Hasidim of the following Shabbos? What out of the seven is a shoter? Friday night. Shoter. Baruch Hashem. Shabbos morning was up. But this Pakeah. And suddenly he's got out of the Shtus. Now he's already perfectly clear, lucid, everything's terrific. What's the difference? Famous with Hasidim. He suggests his followers. Yechayev and Akkor to make Kiddush now. Even if you made Kiddush Friday night, it counts. Yeah, by Matzah, of course. He ate Matzah when it was the Shtuso, and then he gets the spaghetti, and he Matzah again. So too, he made Kiddush then, they're going to make the count, and make Kiddush now all over again. Why? Because he thinks Shabbos, the whole day Shabbos is the secret of it. Then he has already second thoughts in Hasidim. The Mori knows if he has Kiddush with Abdullah, and Abdullah already heard famous machlokes as to what is the ikatan for Abdullah. Here he cites a Russian brach. It's going to be a miracle. In my office, in the Mori brachas, in the Shas. If you bring that, we'll have enough for everybody. You'll be able to look there, you'll look there, I'll look myself. We don't agree. It's in the Russian, it's at the Yom's Peret Gimel, a famous Rosh. Simon Davis. The din is about that an onen is chotam and amitzis. An onen is somebody who's never forced a relative to let buried yet. And the mission says the very beginning of the third paragraph of the prophet, Misha makes a book of the bonot, chotam and krishma, min atvila, min atvila, whom we call mitzvahs amuras batar. Just like that. Chotam and amitzis. So how many of you want to look on? I have one of you, because it's two and two. No problem. Simon Davis, page Yud, the Rosh, in the back of the second brother. Omer Shepamacha, so he reads out Onen, the Ochal, the Law of God. Omer Lechamila, the Nazil, the Fanefa. Omer and Armina, the Yushalmi, and therefore, into Omer Abre and Amen, it won't help. Ulam Abrosov, Shebomi, the Sephoros, Omer Lama, in the Osa Abdullah, for Armina, Toa, Mabdul, the Heshalem, and Acha, Shayisi, Potter, Emesh, the Shas, Kiyu, Abdullah, Shayisi, Onen, Ya'ako now potter on you. She came a tina with perakama de chagiga. Chiger b'yom risha, that's a chiger from his limping. He limps his lane the first day of Yom. When his pashe b'yom shen, he got better the second day on this. Kema she nitka b'yom risha, shuva in a wire b'yom shen. Bring a car from chagiga. So indeed, it says over there, that you have to, before a dash, it's took him, you have to be able to walk the 2 feet. If you couldn't walk on the first day, you know the second day of Tashlumin, you pass the full of Tashlumin, the Rishon, so you know Tashlumin, because you were Pachim Shabbat, the original time of the Pi. So to say the Rishon, I was Pachim in the original time of the Pi, and Pachim Shabbat, because of the Aninus, and therefore I'm Pachim Sunday also. For Rabbi Ben Meyadal, the Rottenberg should be, Pachim Bill, the Snuff of Shalom, me, she ate for Mace, the Shabbat, the Likbar, the Mokka, the Hibbin, the Shabbat, the Relief, Shabbat, the Lakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhalakhal אם ישאל את הפתר דן ואתן את ההבן. הוא אמר, מוכו אז לאחר שנקרא מייסם, עושה לך לה שיעדיר. זאת כאן הרב הפסוק הוא תואר מעדיר. כבר מן עיניים משתהיר דו, אז ישאל את מעדיר לא לא כל השעד עסקו לו. Ooh, this is a fundamental dispute. Why is the Maran arguing on the reef? That's the question. So the conventional wisdom is, the Maran holds all 3 days of the Yikir as Maran. That's the Machlokas of the Mechassim. According to the reef, the Yikir as Maran was a Shabbos. The Yikir as Maran is there and you're probably working forever. And the Maran is not Yikir as Maran all 3 days. And the same Machlokas suggests that it's going to be by Shabbos on the Shabbos morning. According to the Maran, the whole Shabbos is Yikir as Maran. Because the more prepared explicitly to them. And according to the reef, presumably only Friday night is Yikir as Maran. And Shabbos is only Tashlum. The same as Sunday, Monday too is only Tashlum. The Machlokas, so she tells it's all right to be suggests in the Chassid. After me, if someone showed them this Bakeah, by day, according to the Maram, he was for the Bihar and Kiddush and Darais. According to the Riyah, he caught them. That's what that's going to say. Come to us. Sure, but no passing like the Maram, he was for. In your day, she was given Shin and Aleph, that he passed as the Maram of Wittenberg and some of the Malinas, he makes up Dalam Tumber. That implies Ashkenaz. So we hold a Yikir as Maran, and then we make Kiddush Yikir as Maran, and even the Maidin, not Tashlumin, and Abdullah is all 3 days Yikir as Maran, even some of the Malinas, that's the Pasuk Shad of Sakal and Akad. However, it's not clear that it's Dorais. And we point out that people got it said it's Rabbanah. So we can't prove it's Doraisa. It might be a logical Doraisa. Theoretically, it might be Rabbanah. So there are really four possibilities we think about it. There are four possibilities. Yikir as Maran is the Doraisa, 3 days and the whole day of Shabbos. Or Yikir as Maran is the Rabbanah is 3 days and the whole day of Shabbos. Or it's only Tashlumin. For Tashlumin is the Doraisa for 3 days and the whole day of Shabbos. Or it's only Tashlumin but only the Rabbanah. The Doraisa is nothing. What the Prefagotim has suggested. I'm supposed to say all these four possibilities. All four possibilities. Fine. Now this interesting sefer which someone brought to my attention called Asher Rishlom. Rishlom of Berger, he's the disciple's son-in-law. He's a very sick man. He's a Kodavish, he's very he has a kasha against the Tav and the Chassidim who claim that the Holy Shiva will give to the Rosh and the Rabbi Wittenberg. The Rabbi Wittenberg is whether it's the Yikir as Maran is 3 days or the Yikir as Maran is only 1 day. Take a look at the Rosh, his conclusion is over here. The last two lines on the page here, in the Rosh. That it's only Tashlumin and it's only the Rabbanah. But the Rice is nothing. The Rice is the Prebogonis instead. But the Rice is Sunday zero. The nearly Kedivri Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Re was not, usually Re, you know, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Kedivri Rabbeinu Yehuda. Nearly Kedivri Rabbeinu Yehuda. The Hod Aminan, see the last four lines. The Hod Aminan, the Arab Pesach. No, the Arab Pesach. מי שלא הביאו את מוצאי שבת, מה זה עולה כל השבת כולו? היינו כשלא היה לו יין במוצאי שבת, או שאיר או אונס אחר שלא היה יכול להפר. אבל עונה, כבשור שחל על הבחיר, אז לא היה פוטר, נפטר לגמרי, ניסו לו בקיים, ודמי עלה לגמרי, והיא דרכים ביום מישהו, ונצבא שזה ביום שני. כן, that's what the Rosh concludes. So the Rosh seems to hold that the Shkir is what? Only Mosei Shabbos. The rest is what? Only Tashlumin. And if it's an Onay, there's no Tashlumin. And the Marami Wittenberg seems to be saying, no, but the Chiyuv is all 3 days, not Tashlumin. That's the dispute. That's the Pasha Chad dispute. That's how the Taz learns. That's how the Mishaskinah learns. He has the Kashmir from the Rosh, from Osai, in Brochus. Please turn a few pages. Fourth Perek, Simetetzel. Page text. Your text counts to Liyimtov alo hizkir adola v'chonin adas ein magdirin osa v'neisha omer ala kos. Right? That's the text. Kos of ba'a lachos gudos. Ke'eva shetoli adola v'kos. Ke'eva she'ein lo kos. Sorek lachos gudos follow. Do you hear? If you forgot about the Hanukkah, you have no kos of yayin, you must daven all over again. Wow. Right, exactly. Rabbi ben Yonah Yomer, Af im lo hoya lo kos mezuman balayla, in yodea sheyim to kos lemohor, en tzorech lavno leisvah. And then the Chabad passes this way. It's even raised by the Dallas of Bech. Rek the Asher Shlomo, according to the Taz and the Chassinah, the Russia should revolt against Rabbi Yonah. No! Even if you have to close the Mocha, you shouldn't wait till the Mocha, because that's on the Eagle's Taz. That's the Kasha.
No, I think Rabbi
Yonah
sold it
because
they wanted
the Eagle's Taz.
The whole day, the first day.
That's another Kasha. You asked the Kasha in the other direction. So, Rabbi Kiveh, you asked, why on a Sunday? Why not till Tuesday? That's what I'm saying. Is that kasha? Okay. The Rabbi Kiveh asked that kasha in Reish Tadi Tesef Vav. Why only Kos Lamacha? Must be the only Sunday he could find. Okay, you just quote on the bottom. But Monday and Tuesday is only Tashlumin. But that's the next question. So why did the Rosh hold that the Nate was buried Sunday? He's talking from Abdullah, but the Rosh himself seems to hold that the Ika's man is Sunday. In other words, until now, before we thought the Rosh was going to be Motzei Shabbos on one hand, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday on the other hand. But for this Rosh it appears, he distinguishes between Motzei Shabbos and Sunday on one hand, and Monday, Tuesday on the other hand, the Hasira. This is the Kasha which he asks against the Hasinah and the Kasha. But the questions don't end over there. Yes. Sure. The way the Taz and the Chassidim should learn Pshat in the Rosh, he holds the Ika's man Kiddush only Motzei Shabbos, only prior, only Ika's man Abdullah, only Motzei Shabbos. And then the funeral Sunday morning is no Abdullah. But this Rosh will be in Siman Tezvav, as Mary Dallas seems to indicate, that the Ika's man is what? Is Motzei Shabbos and Sunday. That's why, as long as you get it close before Sunday evening, you can postpone your Abdullah until then. So you can ask two ways. Why after Tuesday? You must answer, it's only Tashlumin. And you have to have one Ika's man. But then why after Sunday you should have one to the Shabbos? Okay, that's a kasha, whichever way you slice it, Shrek. We go beyond that, more kashas. The tour passes like the Rosh's father, not surprising, when it comes to Onay, that someone who is an Aninus, Motzei Shabbos, the Leviat Sunday, no Abdullah. Father's father. When it comes to Kiddush, the Tur passes that if someone didn't say Kiddush Friday night, whether the Shogun or the Mazik, you still make Kiddush Shabbos by then. Again, he quotes up, I'm not going to argue. There's no passing around that. But if it's in the Gemara, you can't Kiddush in Abdullah. It's a steering. If you consider it Tashlumin, then you shouldn't be allowed to make Kiddush if you were a maid in front of that. If you consider being good man, you should let like Abdullah if you're an owner of the Shabbos. Because Steve Beluya in the tour. Beyond all that, the Gemara happens the whole day of Shabbos the Igorot man. Because the Gemara says, wait until tomorrow. It says, have you ever been to the Shaykh? Otherwise, it's nothing. Beyond that, someone asked me a question. Let's just become a Gadol on Shabbos. Who's going to give up a sin? The Kurd. Sugunivam is not a gilo, right? Yeah. He has shtei saris developed on Shabbos. Sugunivam is the awesome possible say, you become by the eighth legs. You're born at 12 million, you know, it's a 12 million. Then it was easy. But that Pasha, you don't pass no. Pasha is the world, overlooking that example. Pasha, you don't hold up. Anyway, Yeah. So the Minchas Kinnis, the first time the Gadol on Shabbos, 12 o'clock noon, something about Shai Shabbos. What's the day? The Minchas Kinnis and the get to the Kiddush all over again. All over again, and I thought, this is one of the cats, the puzzle, the puzzle. So yes, the Baal, the Baal, the Gakash, that's revolt. So who's going to check for Shai Shabbos on the day of Babitz? To believe in the Kiddush is coming place to place. But Abdullah! Summer is a mitzvah Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Excuse me, Monday or Tuesday. That's 2/7 of all the whole entire population. That the guy mitzvah Monday and Tuesday. Rek the Asher Lishlava, which is a fluid, the May, Abdullah over again. What am I going to look for? Because Abdullah is 3 days in person. I'm going to make Abdullah Monday. How are you able to say Shabbos for a mitzvah yet? These are all the questions you file on. He introduces a concept. So though I don't think the analogy gets exactly to do it, if you ask me, which are kind, which we don't totally understand, but he introduces a very important concept, which I brought out, and which I wanted to show you in the Sefer Eric, I see, I'm sure to say, but this concept is developed, a very beautiful concept. From both sides, the Rav and the following is so. Shalosh mitzvahs tzedavi Yisroel of Yisos Tzavos. Three mitzvahs you have when you go into our Torah, three mitzvahs is famous. Melech, Amolech, Beit HaMikdash. Famous, famous. In that order. That's in that order, the Rav. The Rav asks, wait a minute. How can you say Shalosh mitzvahs tzedavi Yisroel of Yisos Tzavos? Not true. Not true. Can't get rid of our wallet, be appointed king. You can't build the base of the ministry, you do the first two. So you should say, Mitzvah is the Sabbath of the Sons of Darius. What's that? King. Mitzvah is the Sabbath of the Sons of King. A mole. Mitzvah is the Sabbath of the Sons of Darius. Mitzvah is the Sabbath of the Sons of Darius. So the rest of the problem is so. The Machayah, which is the terminology. The Machayah, what's the Machayah? They call the trigger. So that's the word they use legally today. What triggered the obligation? The Machayah, the trigger of all three mitzvahs is when you go into Eretz Yisrael, vice. But the particulars of how and when you can fulfill the mitzvah, that's some of the detail. No, it's worse. But the Machayah is very pleasing to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Machayah. Right. That's the Machayah of all three. That's a new lingo. The new lingo. Jason is, so we can make the following suggestion. Turn the tape by Shalosh Lama. Listen carefully. The Rosh holds that the Mechayeh of Abdullah is the minute of Mosek Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos comes out, that's the Mechayeh. And so they even though this mantra Abdullah may go beyond that, may include the entire Sunday, even on Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, make no difference. If you are a potter, then you hear it in. If the Shas has a Shah and a Hayet, the Monday has a Lachayet, then you're potter forever. I repeat, the Zman Mitzvah goes beyond that the Shas, includes at least Sunday, it's even in Rosh Hashanah, very Dalit. But the Lachayet is the second of Monday Shas. So Sunday is bad. But you bury the mace on Sunday morning by the Levaya, but you put the Shem of the Chayim. The mayor of the tour. What's the tour over? That's the father of the rush. The apartment of the Machayim and the Shabbos, this is the second of Shabbos is over. Whereas what if somebody didn't make Kiddush Friday on purpose? He makes Kiddush Shabbos morning. Maybe the Machayim was only Moses. It's only Friday night, so from the second Friday night, the Shabbos came in. So what? We get a Machayev over here. When it comes to when you make it, when you're allowed to make it, even though you were amazed at the beginning, it doesn't have to do with Machayev, it has to do with Tashlum, that's not Tashlum. It's eager, it's not a mitzvah, but the Machayev is the first thing. Briskeries. This is what the Rosh holds, the tour. What about the Harami Rutherford? What does he hold? So here, the Asher Lishlom of the new approach. It's an Ena Pinami. The Maram agreed that the Mashiach is the second of the Shabbos. And the Chinam. That's what he claims. There's no dispute about that. But he holds that an Onen, even though never an Onen cannot do any mitzvah, it's probably called a mitzvah. Nevertheless, one can say about him, catch this risk square, that he, it could be a Mashiach on the Achas Lam. Yeah, of course. He's putting from everything right now. Can't do any mitzvah. So he's now labeled as being tired of the Achas Lam. And therefore he can make Kabbalah for Tuesday. As opposed to davening, he suggests, where that the only time Tashlum ever works is you are tired of the Pearl Mamish Shaita, the Shatikir Aslam. So here's the beauty. Why did that matter? I miss the ego as not completely. So the more is only pure tashlumin. So then, if I was a little person with an own it, nice, and that's nice to make it up. But over here, no, the ego does not go straight until Sunday night, at least. Only thing is, the Mechayev, Shas Mechayev, you're a fuck. So I was in Rami Wittenberg, yes, it's true. But when it comes to an own it, we can conceive of this idea called the Mechastinah says, the person says he's going to have a gadol on Shabbos, the Chayef to make Kiddush. You know why? That's because every minute of Shabbos is a new Mechayef of Kiddush. He suggests. Every minute of Shabbos is a brand new Mechayef of Kiddush. As opposed to Havdalah, where the Mechayev is the first second. Then, if you are completely puffered at that second, how are you completely puffered? You're under Bar Mitzvah. Not an Olin. An Olin is Chayev on Achas Mat. But you're caught in your puffer completely. Then if you became Bar Mitzvah on Monday, since you have Sefer Hashem and Shlomo, then you can know been a Havdalah whatsoever. If you were puzzled with garment, going to the Messiah. In other words, like, Onen is not a control of the garment. That's a radical Kiddush. But the support, he quotes the source. I give the credit. Rabbi Akiva Eger, and said, who paid off? It's like this. Catch this time. But Onen ate lunch, and then he went to the Leviah, ate breakfast. He went to the Leviah and around the comes back to the Leviah, he's still hungry. Excuse me, he's still full. Do you have to bench? Said the Mekiveh, yes. Maybe you have to bench. But, if you're under Bar Mitzvah, and you ate a full meal, and now the night came, you're Bar Mitzvah, you're still full, then you don't have to bench. What's the difference? In order to explain this distinction of Mekiveh, this is so. A cup is part of the garment, and all in the sky of the Atlas man. This is the Bab's question. The Bab, one second. The Bab passed like a Marami Wittenberg by Havdalah. They make Havdalah straight until Tuesday for some of the Benanites. Yet, the Bab passed like the Rosh, which we're going to see right now, for someone who has never been Amelus when he's a cop. And he rolls up against Babit in the middle of the ship. Please, everyone take enough to go around. So, why is it going? The Bab dancing a hash against the Shamanar. We'll see soon. The Marami Wittenberg, how to pass the Marami Wittenberg? You make Abdullah until Tuesday. We just saw that in the Russian Brothers. Yet, and the Lord Cup, Simon Tali Bab, very last page. The Rush. Fascinating student. Simon Tadibah, we have to see the whole thing. Chasa Rabbeinu Meirza.
That's the Maram?
Rabbi Wittenberg. Mi Shemezes. It should be two separate words. I typo. Mi, you see the place? Page 78. Very end of the page. Mi Shemez, Abba Ve'ima Vaya Kotin Dosa Shah. V'kodem Sha'avu Shloshim Yom. Nasa ben Yudgimel Yometa. And Tarinza within Shloshim. Nearly the Chayavis Adel Mishihigil Shiru Shloshim.
This is like intertwining
the
two things.
Oh, this is the Ma'am over here. Maybe it's not the same. Why? The Hossam, he said. The Hossam. Gagra Barachi Yudu. Ela the Yoma Kudu Kagorim. There he comes. Here we go, the same things, deja vu. Chigev yom rishon, v'nisvashet yom sheni. lo shachmei tashlum, and the man dama kula tashlum in the rishon nino came and lo haya bar chiyuva biyom rishon. And it's right from dichi etz mitzvah, this is no raya, we'll leave that out. We'll skip that for the moment. Now go to the last two lines. Umashe mi raya mi eit mi aisi shnei saras mi shabbos. What? Ein a raya. The ein sof shabbos tashlum in the tefilaso. No, the Shabbos is only the first minute and the rest is Tashlumin. No. The Havalikim of Pesach Shene Liman Derevi, which is each regular Fnei Atzma, he saw Shabbos Poga Bechiyu, Mechai of Lishma Shabbos. What kind of rise from Shabbos? This is the famous Bachlom between the Russian and the Rami Rukhru. Back to back, the Mechaber is a Stira. What's a Stira in the Mechaber? He passes like the Rami Rukhru by Abdullah. When it comes to the cotton, it passes like the rush. But if it's a cotton, the shas misa is cotton me'avelis. Says that Asher l'shlomo is no kasha to begin with. That you can make up Abdullah Kutuzi even though you're an aninus, mostly Shabbos. When it comes to avelis, if you're a cotton, the shas misa, you're cotton even if you became a god of the middle of shlosh. Says that Asher l'shlomo is no kasha. It didn't seem cotton and onay. It's Rabbi Kiva Eger and it was mentioned. Cotton is part of the gamre. Can he say it's b'chayev ala achazma? Whereas Ona says, he suggests, it's chayev ala achazma, that's new concept he created. Of chayev ala achazma, which is really says in Rabbi Kiva Eger. So then, it makes sense. So, we'll go into the Bach. The Bach holds that apparently two are equated. So why do you make Abdullah and become a mitzvah on Monday? You have to say no, different one. That the reason why a person is chayav and Abdullah is because he's chayav on Shabbos. If you're chayav on Shabbos, Abdullah is an extension of the Chiyuvei Shabbos. Shabbos is the chayav of Abdullah. So therefore, the person is an onay, Motzi Shabbos. You know why he makes Abdullah on Tuesday? Because he was chayav on Shabbos of the chayav. What's the chayav? Not Motzi Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos is the chayav of Abdullah. Shabbos no news. As opposed to the case of a cotton where he sees cotton. That's what I have to say, go into the back. That's what he suggests. I saw a riot in the new Rambam, the Magen Mishnah we saw in Shea yesterday. By Chavilas Chavilas, the day before. The Rambam has said that there's no problem with Chavilas by benching and Abdullah. Why not? By Kiddush and benching. What did the Rambam Magen Mishnah say? They're both past tense. They're related to the past. The Shtickle the riot, that it has to do with the Machayev and Shabbos. One final Nakuda, which the Sefer has over here, Asher L'Shlomo is the Ram. His basic yesod was that nobody says that Abdullah Tutud is only Tashlumin. No, the Shalal is, it's certainly Iker is not. The Mechayim is the first minute after Shabbos, or maybe even on Shabbos, and the Iker is not goes until at least Sunday, maybe until Tuesday. No one does not Tashlumin. Because he must tell you that although he thinks that may be true within the Rosh and the Ram, within the Rosh and the Marami Rutenberg, but the Ran is clearly not that way. The Ran is accepting himself, and our Daf says differently. It's open to the Ran for a moment. But the Ran says the fair is precarious. That's the problem. Please turn to the Ran. That's the Ran about Tisha B'Av. This year. This year.
What
you could say.
That's why I think of the Ran.
No, that's for sure. Maran could certainly hold up. The question is only whether it's in Russia. But a simple shot in Russia is the only time that Chayav is the most of Shabbos. The rest is only Tashlumin. But we had six kashas against that, which we missed. So, I know that. But to answer all these kashas, then it's New Year's Eve. That this man, it could be later, at least another the whole for the whole Sunday night, but the Machayev, the new term, is only Motzi Shabbos. Because the rant against that. Take a look over here in the rant, page 42. Last two lines. Shechal Tisha B'Av Motzi Shabbos Eim Avdilin Klal. Why? Because the rib tells you only to make Abdullah till Sunday. So no, don't. Abba Ba'alochas Gedolos Kosa. Afa Pish Abdullah Eim Tashlum Elekoyo. Passes on the regular, normal Shabbos. You don't make Abdullah for Sunday evening. Okay, but she yep to the Havna, the Motzi Shabbos, in this case, Mavna, the Motzi Tisha B'Av. Perhaps, we give you a break. what's the chapter? What kind of break is this? You're going to break. What kind of break is this? So the Mepharsh of the Pahan Chat in the Bahar. Really? Till Tuesday. But if you didn't make Abdullah monthly Shabbos and a whole day Sunday, your label is amazing. Once your label is amazing, then you can't make Abdullah Monday and Tuesday. Tisha B'Av, you're not called amazing, you can't drink. Everyone knows you're not amazing. That's what they have to say, Pshat Nebah. Whatever. Hikshuala, the cave in the Nakatina, the Ena Matala Kola Yom Kulo, Nimta She'ena Tashlum Klau, next page. The cave in Shiyom Acha Alayla Kola Yom Moti Shabbosu. Oh no, I'm sorry, but I just said it after the Ransom, Shabbat Ferish, I'm sorry. I thought it was later. The Ash Shalom Adaikazah. So the Pisha Sahu Kiposheo made the came to the call Yom Kulo, no nos no tashlumin. You might have the fairest tashlumin. Did I mean in fact Fidas Ashaka, Misha Shaka the Lord's Father, and the Spal Avishtai, I feel the Hobby the age of the Lord's Father, and no tashlumin. The car I feel the Shaka. The Shokheak Mezeru, came to Shaka, Yom Echa, the whole day, but this guy, the whole day, he's been drunk and stupid. I will hate that the Lord has Shaka, go to Tishabo, this is what the Ran explains to the Rebbe. Asher Shlomo, the Ran is befurish, has purely did a tashlumin, liking the two davening. So all those questions before they fall back a little bit, if you assume that this assumption. Me or Ramban da Tassa, the same as Torah's other, I feel the man done the Madhav all the Kola Shabbos Kula, the exact opposite of the Baha'i. Okay. Here's the other you make Abdullah all week long. But Abdullah Shemotzi Tishabov ain't a three for Tashlumin. Shalom Ischayev also wants to Shabbos for Abdullah Alakos. Okay. All week, in a regular, this week a guy forgets Abdullah, he makes full two because he was Chayev on Tishabbos, he just forgot. But Tishabov is not Chayev on Tishabbos, so there is no Tashlumin. Again, he was Tashlumin. Mamina, Perkin, Omen, and Aflam, and Gimel. Betchila, Kavu, Betvila, Hershiu, Kavu, Alakos, Kavu, Behenu, Kavu, Betvila. Remember, I'm after the Tzvila Torah Shabbat HaKos. Came in Shabbat HaKos to the two tellers, the Ben Aniyus Lashirus, and the Ben Aniyus Gedola Mitishabah. She called Yisrael Aniyim Merudim, we have no came, because we can't drink anything. Hilgah Lo Machai Vimitash Lom, that's a radical Kiddush. A radical Kiddush. Here's what he says. Wow. Now, we have to analyze something very, very important. We finished with the same Rosh Hashanah. Very nice. Let's analyze something very important. Rosh Hashanah, where did he get it? Huh? Number 6. Sorry. We have to analyze something very fundamental. We mentioned the idea of a Mechayeh and an Iker Azman. A new brisket term we use. We had told them before we had this term, which the Rav of the Chadash basically did under on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Shalosh Rishon Tzad with us, the Rishon Tzad. We had Ikas Man and Tashkul Man, that's all we knew about. Now we have brisket. It's the Mechayeh of the Ikas Man. As you pop the Mishas of Mechayeh, you're pop the Ikas of Ikas Man. Truth to tell, that shot in the Maran, you wouldn't burn. What was the Maran? We'll open up the Maran before. We don't open up. Let's think about it again. The Maran in Wittenberg said that just as a person who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos is higher than Shabbos, so too a person who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shloshim Yom is higher than Avelis. What kind of wild comparison? The Rosh Hashanah is involved in Kashi. You can say that so Hayom Shabbos and Hashlumin to Tchila Shabbos. Crazy. The answer to the Maram Rambam doesn't mean that. All the Maram Wittenberg went was, and it's still a tremendous finish, that the first minute of Shabbos is the Mechayev of Shabbos. I just had a radical statement. The Mechayev of Shabbos is the first moment of Shabbos. That's it. Not that Shabbos is Hashlumin for the first moment. That's not Shabbos Mishalom. The first moment is Mechayev for the remainder. Says in the Rambam Ritter, what do you see there for? That even though you're potter at the first moment, you hear Bart, even though you're potter at the first moment, nevertheless, you're chayav later on. That's the Chiddush Maror, Chiddush Nivra. I would have said in Bristol terminology, that if there's a moment which is a Machayeh, and I'm Pukkah at the moment of the Machayeh, so I'm Pukkah Lady Nosikur as Matthew. The Maram Yerushalayim says no. If I'm Pukkah at the moment of the Machayeh, I'm Chayeh later on in the Yerushalayim as Matthew. That's the comparison between some of the kind of Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos and some of the kind of Bar Mitzvah in the middle of the Shlosh. So Rav Shechter quotes us in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, Simin Zayin, Sivkot Ches. He says the Rami Rutberg must hold that the Tchila Sayyom asses the whole day. And he quotes other examples from the Rabbanan they have over here. Migu diskatzoy leben ashmosh diskatzoy lechuliyom. Maybe the Isra of Tilkul, carrying on Shabbos, starts Friday night. Before the Friday night, it wouldn't apply to Shabbos in certain circumstances. Right, all the Hutra, right. He quotes over here, depends on the circumstances. He quotes the Sikkot Yud, unbelievable saying. Piske Tshuva is called. I'd just say Piske Tshuva. Quotes the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe opens the first page and says this. Someone may have done after Yom Kippur, got on a plane, and went back into Yom Kippur. Are you punished Chorus or not? He eats Chorus, he eats. Guy finishes Yom Kippur. He's expect that done. Takes a plane, goes over the Dayton. And now he goes. He finishes. You don't need a day plan. I'm in New York. If you're in California, I can fly fast.
No, you can't.
Why can't you? Of course you can.
You can save 3 minutes.
What?
When you land, it's ready to fly low. Because that theory must be
right. What?
Concord.
You're in England, you make Abdullah, you're in France, you make Abdullah, hop a Concord, then to New York for the last time. I'm not sure. I think the Concord takes 2 hours, 3 hours, what's it? 5 hours? Okay, but still, the difference is time is six hours. Stay by the airport, you make Abdullah, hop the Concord. Land in New York, it's the last time. They have an afternoon eating, so everybody's young kipper
to eat. You'll be mad if you want to be
a
Concord
kipper.
There's
a time
guy
that's going
to go out
to show you. You'll speak to your rich friend, you know, get the Concord though. Whatever it is, well, of course, it's the international baseline, however you handle it. However you get these things, take a step. So the Gary Ren is the super. So our chef, the right over here, he thinks the whole subject of the Gary Ren is only possible according to the Marami Rutenberg. The Marami Rutenberg learns that the Tchila Sayyom is the Oser of Shabbos. So this guy flies into Shabbos, flies into Yom Kippur, so he can argue, not fast. But he was a cop. He was in a different planet, he was in a different place. As a cop, when Shabbos came in New York, he was in New York, he wasn't tired yet. This guy, when Shabbos came to New York, he was to France. It was a different Haskalah. He flew into Shabbos. The truth is, we can ask the following question. What about Kiddush? Don't forget, Zohar B'Shama B'Dibarev. So the question to become, let's make Kiddush again. The truth is, the Gerer Rebbe's Lashon is, he was already the Kayim Yom Kippur. Whether Rav Shechter saying Shabbos should be irrelevant in the time of Yom Kippur or not. But he wasn't in the time of Yom Kippur, who cares? I don't know exactly. This is sort of, what do you call it? Future land is futuristic. This is wild ideas. Oh. So the Torah, this means that the guy flies to Shabbos is cut before they can say it's not real. So he's a cut. And then he becomes Gadol on Shabbos. What's the Shavuot look like? Because Shabbos, every bit of the Hikas Ma is the Hikas Ma. And therefore there would be a field at the end of Shabbos. The Mela, he finds elsewhere, this very same sefer, Siman Yud, Rav Shech has a number of other examples where the Mechayim is now, but you can't do the mitzvah of the Paul Mamish until later on. I'll give you a number of his examples. He has an example over here. No, we have another example. The Sukkos night. Sukkos night is a Mechayim for the mitzvah of Abraham. It's right, but deeply. You know, you can't do it really until the morning. It gives much to the wrong about the police that are strong. Other examples. So what's the Rosh Hashanah with the Marami Rutenberg? The Rosh Hashanah with the Marami Rutenberg is he thinks that every minute is a new Mechayim in Shabbos. Not just that every minute is the Ikas Man of Shabbos. He thinks every minute is the new Mechayim of Shabbos. So that is Bechlal no comparison to someone whose father died and he becomes a mitzvah during Shlosh. There, although the whole Shlosh of the Ikas is not, but the Mechayim is the Biso of the Kuru. So the Bechlal was saying that the Rabbi wouldn't recall him when he apart the Bishas of Mechayim, the Mechayim later on. And that which the Asher Shlomo said is not that way, because according to the Rosh, but if a person is part of the Shasa Machayev, you're not hired afterwards, even though it's Ikas Man. So then we can make a distinction between Kotan, who's part of the Garmin, and Onan, who's hired on the Akas Man. That makes sense. And therefore, why does it make Abdullah to become a mitzvah on Monday? Because of the distinction he just drew, that the Kotan would not be Machayev as opposed to an Onan. What about if Marami Rutenberg? He holds that even for your part of the Shasa Machayim, you're chayav later on, even by a cotton. The question we left with is, according to the Marami Rutenberg, why aren't you chayav and Abdullah to become a mitzvah on Monday? That's the one remaining question. The one remaining question. So one might say, Nechinam, you must give me chayav. I am not. Maybe you'll have Abdullah's the Rabbana. Yeah, but I think Rabbana will never miss sacking Abdullah for on Monday if the guy already made Abdullah Monday Shabbos. That's one simple way. That's the Rabbana. Then I found the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, yes, it's discussion. Basically. In Perek Nun Ches, the Ora Ayin Ches. Can I borrow your book for a minute? I want to read it inside. It was on the Ma'am of Ches. Quoted from the Har Tzvi. Sure, 100%. In Perek Nun Ches, the Ora Ayin Ches, was the Har Tzvi. In effect, yes, it's discussion. Tzvi Pesach, correct? It says over here, as follows. He says, even though you're a Gadol Motzi Shabbos, it's only the Rabbanah. We asked the Kasha, why did you make Abdullah on Monday? He says, with the right to make Abdullah, you make a mitzvah on Sunday, Motzi Shabbos. Because what's the real Machayim of Abdullah? He said before, Shabbos, and as long as it's Potter and Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. More than Rabbi Rutenberg's case, it's Potter and Shabbos and Machayim. You can't look what Hamad would make Kodesh for all. He had no Kodesh. This man had no Kodesh. He was Potter when Shabbos Kodesh was there. It's a different word. For that reason, take a look over there in Ha'ara Dalit, he says, what would be if someone is Bamitzvah Motzi Shabbos? He turned 13 on Sunday, right? Is he Chayv and Tosef at Shabbos? You know, this Motzi Shabbos, you can't be stopped Shabbos as soon as it gets dark. You have to wait 10 minutes extra, whatever it may be. What if somebody... Shabbos. I can't stop on that. I have to wait an extra 10 minutes. What if I have a boy who's becoming my mitzvah on Sunday? Is he chayav on Tosefta Shabbos? So the Shmir Shabbos on the same parak, Aron Dalas, no! Tosefta Shabbos and Hosafa on Shabbos. He's Potter at Shabbos. He wasn't bar mitzvah.
No, it's all in the rice.
It's only the rice. He quotes there, Mechas Chinech is Mesubik in this case. Yeshua Zakat is Yechai, and maybe it's a Potter. So Madach in Potter should become a mitzvah. On Sunday, come home on Monday. It's a different bar. Let's do this whole discussion we've been having until then. Now I want to end with this part of the Shia. I'm ending the part of the Shia. But I want to end this part of the Shia with a thing I found unbelievable. It's quoted in the Sefer Shvive Eish, which is somewhere here. The following question. Again, a Piskei Tshuva. This Piskei Tshuva is a wild thing.
That's another thing, right?
Not Piskei, Piskei.
It's like a Piskei Tshuva.
No, I would call it, if I may, Ripley, believe it or not. That's what I would call this. Can you tap this? Now, can you tap this? It's Minnesota.
You mean it's like
quarter
questions?
What? No, it's cool. Okay.
Can't
pass
it from
the
local,
so you didn't think it was over there. Oh, not passing anything. He has a shadow like this. The Shvi Be'esh, the first Simon Aleph, Ha'ora Aleph, called the Piskei Tshuva. This is his following shadow. Called the Sifsei Tzadik in Yisrael. And the following suffering. When Klal Yisrael received the Torah at Sinai, came back from Har Sinai, had to keep Shabbos, right? Had to keep Shabbos before. Tomorrow they had to keep Shabbos. Okay. They have to make a Kiddush. I don't mean they make a Kiddush and have a good time of party, but they were cleared to make Kiddush. That's it. I'm not kidding. It's a Shabbos. When Klal Yisrael chazon mikabolas haTorah, or will they mechayim the Kiddush with the rice?
I have a question.
A cotton who's a cotton Friday night comes in. Shabbos exists. You and I are chayav on Shabbos. He's not. He becomes a gadol at 12 o'clock noon on Shabbos. He has to suddenly make kiddush. What did I have with you? Because if you even though you put the b'shas on the chayav, the chayav can become chayav later on anyway. That's the matter with Brook says. But according to the Miami Wittenberg, if you were the first Shabbos in history when the Torah was given, there was no Machayim of anybody Friday night. The Torah of the Mitzvah didn't exist yet. I think according to the Miami Wittenberg, the first Shabbos, they were puppets in Kiddush. However, according to the what? To the Rosh, every single minute to do Machayim, see, you have to make Kiddush. So what am I talking about? Shtusen for academic, theoretic, hypothetical, not completely. What if someone converts on Shabbos? That won't happen. We don't do conversion on Shabbos. Look, the rice, I think, is only wrong to make conversion on Shabbos. If someone converts on Shabbos, then you have to make Kiddush. Shabbos morning.
So what? That's what?
You convert it.
What's
the tefillah on Shabbos? And you have a Kiddush. Is it chayav or not chayav? No. I thought that's the guy with this chayav. According to the Marami Wittenberg, he's potter. Because the moment of the... According to the Marami Wittenberg, he's potter. According to the Marami Wittenberg, he's potter. Because when Friday night came, he wasn't just like a cutter. He wasn't Jewish. He was like nobody. He was like a full mountain tire for him. When according to the Rosh, each and every moment is a new chayav on Shabbos. So he has to make Kiddush. I never heard that. That's mine after me. I'm sorry. You're making a new ring. Rabbi Shechter quotes in Siman Yud the Netziv, who quotes based on Parashat Three. There's a difference between someone who was a Kotch and a Gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and a Gerish and a Gaya between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What's the difference? The same thing. But we're saying that's different. No, this is different. It's Malvik. Assuming that the Mechayim is Pesach Rishon. The Pesach Sheni is the Nichir Azman. So if you were Ger, so when Pesach Rishon came, there was no Mechayim, there was no Matan Torah yet. So you don't bring the Torah Pesach Sheni. But if you were cut, then you would bring Pesach Sheni, according to the Chief of Maram Rutger. So I thought that would explain that opinion. Okay. One final conclusion in the remaining 10 minutes, and then we'll stop. That's a very beautiful piece, which is in the same as Shvivei Eish. Simon Aleph. I just quoted you the footnote. But what is the Ikar piece about? He has a very fascinating yisod. The Rabbi similarly in one of the later pieces of Kiddush and Avodah, I couldn't quite fathom him, I understand. Easier. Simon Aleph. Very interesting. This is very interesting. Quote the Ramban. The Ramban says, how do you know you may have to make Kiddush? He says, Zohar Shabbos Shabbos. Wrong. Wrong. The Zohar Shabbos Shabbos. Lekatsha. The Hikyu is Lekatsha, said the Rambam. Not like the Rambam, it's a Zohar. The Chinuch is a Zohar. That's a Shabbat. Says the Rambam, Tomish. Like by Yovel, it says the Kiddush that Eis Shnas HaFamish Shana. When Ben is required to be Mekadesh, the 50th year, so too, you are required to be Mekadesh HaShabbos. You, every single Jew, is required to be Mekadesh HaShabbos. You take a look at the Moshe of the king and the Bali HaTosfos on that pasuk. Sorach Lekatsho, Ap the Kadosh the Omei. What did that Kiddush do? The Shabbos comes by itself. Shabbos waits for no one. Says the Talmud Moshe. Kibchor. The Nema Taktish, you have to say it Kodesh. Every Bukhar is Kodesh Mirechem. Bukhar is born, it's already Kodesh. But you have to say Hareza Kodesh. Kol Abukhar, Taktish Hashem Alokech. You have to say it's Kodesh. Then the Das can't take the Shabbat. It's Kodesh already, you have to say it's Kodesh. I recall many, many years ago, that Shefa printed an article on Hadzoro. The RCA, I don't know when or where, I mean, I don't know what year, it was long time ago, many years ago, which made the following observation. There's a dispute, is Kiddush on Yom Tov Doraisa or the Rabban? Kiddush on Shabbos, Nevada Doraisa. Kiddush and Yontif, the Magen Mishnah claim is a comparison test, it's only the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says it's the Rambam. Why? I would have said not though. The Rambam is much better. The Rambam says, Shekulim b'chal Shabbos Hashem. The Pashat Shem, the Rambam, and the Yontif, the same exact thing as Shabbos. Rambam's Lashon is the Perek of Tess. I love the Yudches. Hashem Shemekashim b'lel Shabbos. Mabdil b'monsoe Shabbos. Kach Mekashim b'lel Yontif. Mabdil b'monsoe. Shekulim Shabbos Hashem. Miatan, the Daraisa. Says the Magad Mishnah, the Dach. She'ain Kiddush Yontif Tvar Torah. I don't know where you got it from, the Rambam Chamash of the way, but what's the svar behind it? So Rav Shechter Shlita went like this. But this is sort of the he didn't know about the Moshe of Kedah. I don't think he printed that. He made the same comparison to before. If I recall correctly, I haven't seen this for many years. He made a comparison to before, like this. Shabbos Kiddush is the rice, you know why? Because you never did, you meaning Klal Yisrael, never lifted a finger to the Kaddish on Shabbos. Shabbos Kvi V'Kaimah. Since we didn't do anything to make Shabbos, we have to be Mekadosh after it became Kaddish by itself. Like when it comes to before. But by Yontif, what do you mean? Yontif, who made Yontif in this world? Who makes Yontif?
Kaddish Yisrael.
We, Mekadosh Yisrael, the Mekadosh Yisrael, Klal Yisrael makes Yontif. Bez Naglava makes Yontif. However it works, we're going to get a Mashiach, but not for now yet. Some Jew today is making Yontif, or Hillel Hasheni made Yontif for all of us. 1500 years ago, made a calendar. Am Yisrael made Yontif already. We made Yontif. So there was no need to be Mekadosh at the end of the rice by saying Mekadosh Yisrael was manan on Yontif itself. We did it already. Supposed to Shabbos, we did nothing. He gave the Moshe of Bechor, Mekadosh to the Bali Atotis. It seems to me, if I may add, that if the Rambam understands that Kiddush Yontif is the rice the way I understood it, the Rambam Lashitoso, the Rambam didn't learn from the Kacha. The Rambam learned from the word Zohar. So they have to learn from the word Zohar. Nothing to do with this whole Shtickle Torah about being the Kaddish and Shabbat. Nothing to do with that at all. Comes the Shrivik age, it says a beautiful bar. That's enough locus by Abdullah. It's Abdullah Doraisa now. The Rambam learned from Zohar. So Abdullah Doraisa. Zohar. Like Pitni Sasa, Uriti Yasa. But according to the Rambam, that's the derivation of the word Lekacho. Look, by definition, that's limited to what? To Kiddush, Lekacho. That obviously does not apply to Abdullah. Impossible. Impossible. The male. What about Shabbos morning? Is that considered Zman Kiddush or not? So suggests according to the Rambam, yeah. Because it's after all, Divrei Shalom and Kiddush on Shabbos. But according to the Ramban, he suggests, maybe, no. Maybe Laila is the Yikuba. The same as Yovel. Yovel from the Kaddish at the beginning of the year. Can you remember the Kaddish Yovel and Elul? 12th and 12th month of the Kaddish Yovel. Too late. So you can't make Kiddush and Shabbat afternoon either. He suggests, quote from Aram Kalaba, that I asked you to look at. Bikni Soso, Kiderek Shebez Mekadosh HaMo'adim. And that's the basis of what he said, that Kiddush Rav is Gornish, that's already Mekudush already. He took the word the Kasha literally, like the Ramban of Flemish. And Ela says the Yeshiva Yeh, according to the Ramban, the person did not make Kiddush for a night, who's Mevatel and Mitzvah Asay the Orais. Finished. Well, the Shibole Aleka says so. The only reason why you make Kiddush Shabbos morning is the Rabbanon, Kiddush Lo Yishtaka Torah's Kiddush. With the rice, it's nothing. We mentioned that possibility earlier, one of the four possibilities. And the Rambam and the Shitosa, Abdullah the Rabbah. The question then becomes, how can the Gemara say over here in Tzachim Kufay that they derive Kiddush from Abdullah? Abdullah from Kiddush. What kind of comparison is that? What kind of comparison is that? How can you compare Kiddush to Abdullah? Doesn't make any sense. One's the rice and one's the rabbanon. What kind of comparison is this? You know what the answer is? Tashlumin for Kiddush is also the rabbanon. When we say rabbanon, the rabban, it's only the kacho is Friday night. The tashlumin of Kiddush is also the rabbanon. The whole thing is the rabbanon. So therefore the Gemara makes a valid comparison between Abdullah and Kiddush. Abdullah is the Rabbanon and Kiddush is the Raisa. No, they're both the Rabbanon in terms of Kiddush by day, Abdullah completely above the Rabbanon. Abdullah after Motzei Shabbos and Tashlum, not the Igur's not. Well, the Rabban could be public from Tisha B'Av, he said. This is the Yisrael which he has to say the Shavir Shem Rav. We'll stop here because it's 5:30. I wish Mazel Tov to Yaakov Goldowitz on his forthcoming wedding. Mitzvah Shem, Monday, we have Shia regular talk about nature of Kiddush, the Oraisa, and the nature of Kiddush Shabbos by day, and Havdalah the first 3 days. What kind of din is it? Is it a din of Shashlumin? Is it a din of Iker Zman? But the first minute is what we call the Mechaye. We have a few examples of this new risky terminology. The minute of the moment of the Mechaye, even though the Pearl Mamish can't do it till later, but Iker Zman. We get many Mishalim for that. That's behind us. So those who were in there isn't a tough time to have a Shia in the afternoon. Many people couldn't come. The tapes are available. We, however, must continue to the next sugyas because we have a lot to do yet. Okay. Let's open up a Shulchan Aruch for those who have Reish Salites Sivo. Either one. For the moment, either one. Mishnah Berurah is probably easier. I'll make a few reference to it quickly. Is there more of it? All right, this should be enough for everybody. Reish Salites Sivo. Shochach v'lo hivdil l'motzei Shabbos mavdil ad sof yom gimel. Shoy. What does shochach mean? Forgot. Now you recall when it came to Hilchos Kiddush, what did it say? Those who were here on the Kiddush, remember? Bein shochach bein hazid. Whether he forgot to make Kiddush or whether he intentionally didn't make Kiddush in any of your event is Tashlumin, I repeat, I should correct myself. A person makes Kiddush Shabbos by day, whereas when it comes to Abdullah, the Mechaba seems to contradict himself, and he says what? That the only time you make Abdullah from Sunday through Tuesday is if Shocha, the Poshim Shat and the Mechaba. So the Mishnah Berurah can't believe it. How can it be Shastira in the Mechaba? Take a look over here in Sivkot and Tezvot. Okay, Mashakosa Be'achach V'Sivvot Shokach V'lo Hivdil Hu Ha'din Be'hezid V'lo Hivdil. So Shokach Mishnah Berurah says if it says Shokach, it's the same thing by Bezid. It says the Sharatim Gam Zem Buch Gomei HaRambam Shem Alok Adalad Laham Ha'ayim. And the Rambam says it would apply to amazing. No doubt about it. Rambam says the Feirish. But it's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rav Amram Gaon, which already know that it was Kiddush. So, how can you say that the Rambam Chabad loved after the Feirish Shokach? So, the Mishnah Berurah was stuck. Steering Rambam, because he got stuck. He had to reinterpret the Mechaber and say, oh, it doesn't mean that. What it means is Shokach, but who are then? Hey, willing to be creative in your interpretations of the Shulchan Aruch. It solves all the world's problems. So if you take the words of the Shulchan Aruch literally, the Shachach means only Shachach, as opposed to a case where he was made, which is a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, where you have a stira galuya to the Mechaber Nefes Kiddush and the Mechaber Nefes Abdol. This was asked to the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer in Chuvis or Achayim Simon Yud Zayin says as follows. The Mechaber means what he says, that's what it means. Like the Bach says. The Bach and Reishai and Aleph says, I wasn't using Kiddush. The Gemara explicitly equates Kiddush and Abdullah. That's open to the Gemara, that Kuf Hei of an Aleph. Very important to the Gemara. It's the Chazir over. On Kuf Hei of an Aleph, the Gemara says, says the Gemara, with the army, be shalom him to the Mosh Shabbos. Mavd of a hola, kol Shabbos kulo, hofanami, be shalom him kiddush be Erev Shabbos, and kaddish v'hola, kol yom kulo. So the fish in the Gemara, the comparison between kiddush all week, which means until Tuesday, excuse me, Havdalah week, which means until Tuesday, And Kiddush all day, which means still Shkiel and Shabbos by day. How can the Mechaber contradict himself? When it comes to Kiddush, he says only Shachar or Hazit. When it comes to Abdol, he said only Hazit. What's going on? Only Shachar. What's going on? Stira Gluya. Says the Chasam Sofer as follows. True. It's true. At this point in the Gemara equates Kiddush and Abdol. No doubt about it. But this is not the bottom line. Because the Gemara asks, Sakasha, Eisvei, Lele Shabbos, Lele Yom Tov. So it's Kiddush. Shabbos, Yom Tov is no Kiddush. If you hold what? Mishlo Kiddush. So what do you mean no Kiddush on Shabbos? What's the deal of Katani? We don't ask, we don't, but the average we don't mention. Eisvei, the last line. Covered Yom, covered Lila, covered Yom, Kodesh. You have a fancy kugel, a fancy cake, save it for the day. More important to cover that. V'meinu ala kol sechak. Omer olav kiddush hayom. Nesha kiddush hayom kodol lakvod hayom. So you make a floor, just, you know, there's reason, chal hivu mitzvah b'shaita, this kind of stuff. It's not really an ikar adin. Not an ikar adin. Just an extra zehirus. So now the Gemara backs out from what it said before. The Gemara, Naman Aleph, assumed that Kiddush and Abdullah is identical. Just like Abdullah is presumed to be Tashlumin, at the Yisuris, so too Kiddush is also just Tashlumin. And therefore, if you had, and Naman Aleph would say, only Shachar is Yadav, only Shachar is Kiddush. But the Maskanas of Gemara is differently. The Maskanas of Gemara is Abdullah remains only Tashlumin. And therefore,